Today's shiur of Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, which I also believe is our 100th shiur since the start of this cycle and this learning program on OU Torah, and it's a tremendous hakaras hatov to all of you listeners, and of course to Hashem Yisbarach that we continue to Mirtzah Hashem go through Shulchan Aruch. This is Siman Lamed Beis that we're in, a very difficult Siman, a long Siman, and a complex Siman, and I hope people are enjoying it as much as some of the earlier Simonim. We were talking at the end of yesterday's shiur about the requirement to make the batim out of a single leather hide, if at all possible. That's both for the shel rosh and for the shel yad. And we just want to finish up a couple of nekudos, a couple of points that we didn't have a chance to discuss yesterday. In Dirshu footnote 208, he brings down, Mikom akum, kivin shim lo yudbeku klal. If you don't glue at all the four sections of the shel rosh together, you will lose the requirement that it is ravua, it is square. Therefore, he brings down the bir halacha, she'efshar shetov yosir lahadbik ba'at, bein bayis labayis b'shifuli abayis etzal atitura. He suggests, therefore, that it is a good idea to somewhat glue and attach the bottom part of the four sections together close to the base, close to the titura, and this way you still keep the requirement that they be separate four boxes, that they be mifurados, but at the same time, they'll retain their miruvas, their requirement that they be square. He also brings down from the bir halacha other ideas as well that one can do. And Amir Tzashem, we will see these tomorrow when we hit Si'if Mem. In Dirshu footnote 209, he brings down from the Sefer Ma'ase HaRav, which is a sefer that describes many of the Vilna Gaon's customs, and he writes, Le'inyan Tfilin Sharosh, in regards to the Tfilin Sharosh, which we pointed out at the end of yesterday's shiur, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Vilna Gaon's batim of the shel rosh were clearly perudos, were clearly separate from each other. The Vilna Gaon clearly held that they should be separate and easily able to be separated and not held together by glue. He brings down from the Sefer Shari Rachamim, Sheshalas Rabbeinu Chaim Yivolozhina. Rabbi Chaim Yivolozhina was a star pupil of Vilna Gaon, and he was asked on the Tfilin shel rosh, in Mutarim Abatim Lios Devukim, did the Rav Chaim agree with his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, that you should glue the tefillin or not glue the tefillin? And Rav Chaim responded, Veshelo shelafi daito, he held, Ad Rabba Yoser Tov Shu Dvukim. He disagreed with his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, and he said that they should be somewhat glued together to make sure they retain the Ravua shape. However, the Vilna Gaon and the Shagas Aryeh, Kishayu Roim Leachot Shinihach Tefillin Sharosh in Batim Dvukim, when they saw somebody wearing a Tefillin Sharosh that was not separate totally, but was glued somewhat together, they asked him, why are you wearing a tefillin shoyad on your head? Finally, the bir halacha brings down that we should always try, tov lahachmir lasos miorecha, that one should try to make both the shoyad and the shoyosh from this one hide, kidei lotze sidei kol hachashoshos b'mitzvah saseh deraisa. One should be especially careful in dealing with the mitzvah saseh deraisa of tefillin to make sure that it is lechatchila absolutely perfect. Now we go to Si'if Lamites. And the Mechaber writes, Tfilin bein shel rosh bein shel yad, halach lemosh b'sinai shiyu merubos b'sifron ubelachson. One, when making the tfilin, it's a halach lemosh b'sinai that they should be absolutely perfectly square, merubos. And this is true in regard to the stitching that is around the base of the tfilin and ba'alachson. And when you're looking at it in a length and width type of an orientation, it should be like from a bird's eye view. When you're looking down at it, both the stitching and the box itself should be absolutely square. What does that mean, absolutely square? The Hainu, the Mechaber says, Shiyu ribuan mechuvan arko kirachbo, kidei shiyah lohem oso alachson, shamru chazal, kol amsor beribua, amso trei chumsho be'alachsona. This will bring back bad memories for people from geometry class, but he's basically telling us that that is the definition of a square. A square is when you have the right triangle that makes up half of the square. So you have A squared plus B squared equals C squared. If A and B are both right triangles, they're both equal to each other. So then the formula is that the diagonal, the hypotenuse, the diagonal of the square, which is the hypotenuse of this right triangle, will be square root of 2 times the sides. So if the sides are x, the formula for the right triangle is the two sides are x, so the hypotenuse will be the square root of 2 times x. So if x is 1, so the side will be 1, the other side will be 1, and the hypotenuse will be the square root of 2. Square root of 2 is approximately 1.4, or 1 and 2 fifths, which is exactly what the Mechaber says, which is the approximation that we use over here, amsa utrei chumsha. It should be 1 and 2 fifths, which is 1.4, roughly. So in other words, in order for the tefillin to be called square, you need to have both the stitching in this ratio of 1, 1 to square root of 2, and the box itself in the length and width needs to be 1, 1, square root of 2 for the diagonal. However, you do not need this for the height. And as we'll learn tomorrow, that the height can actually be different. It doesn't have to be, the height can be different than the width, and it doesn't have to be a square. It's satisfactory if that is a rectangle. Although many tefillin, the height is also a square. The Mechaber continues and writes, "V'tzorich l'rabeya mekol moshavon," and the base which they sit upon should also be square. "V'gam habatim," and as we already mentioned, and also the batim themselves should be square in their length, width, orientation. We'll spend the rest of the shiur looking at the Mishneh Berurah and some of the Nosei Kelim. Siv katan kuf ayin gimel. We said that it has to be shu mirubo. So the Mishneh Berurah says, "V'im lo asa mirubo," if it's not square, me'akev b'di'evit, based upon the Rambam, that this is not good even b'di'evit if it's visibly not square. As we'll see, the bottom line is, we don't have to measure it out with a micrometer or go to precision instrumentation to get exactly to 7 significant digits over here that it's perfectly square. But as we'll see, the post can say, if its appearance is square to the naked eye, that's considered square. If the appearance is not square to the naked eye, then it's considered no good, even b'di'evit. The Mishneh Berurah then says, "Mikol makom, yemein lo tefillin acherim." If the only pair of tefillin that you have is a pair of tefillin that is no longer perfectly square, yenichem, put them on, li'esata, below bracha, without, of course, a bracha, because you don't want to forget the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, as it says in Dirshu footnote 210, based upon the Yeshuas Yaakov, which in the Bir Halacha, the Mishneh Berurah himself says this is from the Yeshuas Yaakov, and this is so you shouldn't forget, Torah's tefillin. And this is similar to the idea that the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Hilchos Tefillin, in Hilchos Lulav and Esrog, where he writes, if somebody doesn't have 4 of the Arba Minim or Ksherim, better to take a posel of Hadassim and not make a bracha on it, in order that you shouldn't forget the Torah of the Arba Haminim. The Mishneh Berurah concludes over here, and he says, "Ukeshi is damin lo tefillin acherim yinichem." When you do get a kosher pair of tefillin later in the day, put it on, of course, then with a bracha. And he says, go look in the Bir Halacha for further information about this. There, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that if one looks into the Olas HaTomid himself, and he sees there, if the tefillin are not mirubayim kiroy, if they're not perfectly square like they should be, and there are no other tefillin, the Olas HaTomid says you could actually make a bracha on them. However, that's only if it's talking about the batim. Avol b'tfiros yenichem b'li bracha. If the tfiros, if the stitching is not perfectly square, then you can't even make a bracha on it. He brings down from the Sefer the Baruch Sha'amar, from Rabbi Michal Epstein, Zatzal, the son of the Orech HaShulchan, the Bahabatim, and Eino Mirubayim b'ribua gomor, u'ba'alachson gomor, afal p'kein ein lifsol. He says the batim, if they're not perfectly square, doesn't ruin it. Similar to what the Olas Tumit said. And you can even make a bracha on it as well. So the Olas Tamid and the Baruch Sha'amar say the same thing, but the Mishneh Berurah concludes, "L'maisa nearly the ain lismoch hazel inyan bracha." One shouldn't rely upon this, and one should rely upon the psak that he brought down in the Mishneh Berurah from the Yeshuas Yaakov, not to make a bracha, put them on, but don't make a bracha. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Dalid. They have to be square. Shalat Tfiros, he's referring first to the Tfiros, to the stitching. Nearly Pasha, the Tzarchlios Tfiros Meruba, Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata. This is true on the top side and on the bottom side. V'aftalo bririli l'inyan d'yeved. He's not sure what the halacha be d'yeved. Mikol makom l'chatchila b'vada yesh l'zor b'zeh. Certainly one should be careful to do this l'chatchila to make it perfectly square on both the top and on the bottom of the tefillin where the stitches are. In Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Hei, he writes, "Kidei sheyia lohem oso alachson," that the diagonal should be, as we mentioned, the square root of 2 versus the sides. Pirish, b'ribua gomor. It says this is a perfect square. Sha'arko kirachbo, when you have the length and the width the same, they're both 1 or x. Mamish, shiru chachamim kol ashir sheyeshlo ba'alachson beiz chamoshim nosof aloso shir. So the diagonal of such a square is always going to be the square root of 2 times the side. again, not to get too complicated with the math, but it's going to be x times the square root of 2, where x is the value of each side. It's a right triangle, half of the square. The Mishnah Berurah then says, V'gam kein tzarech sheyeh merubah mamish. It really has to be that way, perfectly square. Because if it's not, then the diagonal will not be the right size as well. If the two sides aren't perfectly aligned at a right angle, each being the same side, x and x, so then obviously the diagonal cannot be the square root times x. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Valkein yim didenu bi'arba kavim v'yedemu meruba." He says, "Measure it out. Take a stick or take a line and see that it is actually square." The hainu tchilo yim dot kav echod be'orech v'kav echod be'rochav shi'yashoveh. Go take a measurement of a string or whatever and measure the length and make that same amount for the width, and then do the same thing afterwards to the other sides. Achshem v'yemso shoveh b'tzedodav mismaid, because to make sure that you don't have it curved a little bit, and therefore l'chaim dimdenu o b'shnei kavim be'alachsono, and then go measure it on the other side, and this way you shovim shnei kavim alachson gam kein. Everything will work out perfectly. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest that you ideally should measure it. Many of the poskim bring down that you don't have to actually measure it with precision instruments. Lacha Berurah brings down over here, Mikomokom Yeshli Zorlu Ravon Ad Kama Shievsha, as best as you possibly can. And he says, the minhag is Vinochalimdon Harivua Ayde Kli Medida Miyuchad. And they do, the Sofrim do measure it with some sort of an instrument. Velo Yistapik B'mare Einayim Bavad, and one shouldn't rely just upon visual inspection of it, although certainly b'dieved, as long as it looks square, it is halachically considered square, and a person doesn't have to every day measure his tefillin. As long as they were square originally and they still look square, you don't have to worry that maybe a little bit, a millimeter or less, or much less than a millimeter, got rubbed out and it's no longer perfectly square. In Siv Katan Kuf Ayin Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this square requirement is halach l'moshe b'sinai according to most poskim. And this is a perfect square on the stitching. And he says that which the batim are also supposed to be square, it's almost impossible to have it done exactly. A person should do as best as he possibly can, as we just brought down in Halacha Berurah. In the issue footnote 211, he brings down the same idea. Rav Moshe Feinstein's that Zatzal and Igros Moshe writes, "Ain't tzorich limdo b'chli medida. You don't have to take out a micrometer and measure it to the nearest tenth of a millimeter. Elakosha tzimtzim v'dikte kifi yecholto, as best as you possibly can is kosher." He brings down from the Orchos Rabbeinu, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that this is also his opinion as well. He then brings down, however, from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, Afal gav shein acheshbo meduyok, v'chotzer echad mechamishim, even if it's not perfectly exact, if it's missing a 50th, for example, of a side, al kocho shekol shechosem miribua meduyok echad mechamishim shaper domi, it's also good. One should try as best as possible. And he brings down the Rav Sternbuch and the Tshuvas Hanagogos, the same thing. And he brings down as well the Shelos of Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. If it's not perfect, if you measure it out and you see it's off by a 50th, that's still acceptable. The Ar Litzion, however, writes, "Yesh lahakpid shiyah rivua b'tzimtzum ad kama sha'ayin ha'odim yichol ledaktik." It certainly must be at least visibly square. Finally, he brings down the Shevet HaLevi, who writes that if it's not perfectly square, if it's less than a millimeter, yesh l'hakob b'dieved. If it's off only by a millimeter, it's still certainly good. And he brings down from the Griz Mibrisk that he was medakted limdo b'chli medida. He did use some sort of a precision instrument to measure it as accurately as is physically possible. But again, in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe writes, "Shi'itochi shelo sakein ela mechashash shema his atzlu osei abatim ledakti kefi yicholtem." He only did this because, in case they were lazy and didn't try to do it as best as possible, so he wanted to measure it out. And he adds, "She'ein shum maila letfilin shenimtzu mirubos ayidei kli medida." He says, if it looks good, then it is good. And just because you happen to have measured it out, and on this micrometer, it's a little bit better than on that tefillin with a micrometer, he says it's not a hiddur to use such more precision, absolutely exact tefillin. So says Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe. In Dirshu footnote 211, he continues and he says, what happens if the box is not perfectly aligned as a square with the titura underneath it? So he brings down the name of the Hamik Bracha, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that would be possible. Shetzorach dafka rivua keneged rivua bediktuk. That the box has to be perfectly aligned, the batim has to be perfectly aligned with the base, the tetura, and it can't be at all off-centered from that. In Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it has to be on the base square of Vuat Titura. This is talking about the base over here, the Titura. In order to recognize this, so if you look at your tefillin, you'll see that there's an indentation right next to where the Mavarto, the part where the strap runs through the tefillin, and the base of the tefillin, the Titura, they're indented so you can clearly see the squareness of the Titura. And we'll learn more about this in Sif Mem Dalet. One should be very careful about this. He calls it ma'akev if it will be the evid. If it's not perfectly square there, it is ma'akev bid the evid. One should be very careful about the stitching. Sometimes they make the holes very big to allow the stitches to get through easily. The stitching can get pulled to the side because of the width of the hole being so wide, and therefore it doesn't come out to be perfectly square. Because zed nichnas v'zeh yotze, it goes in and out, not perfectly in order, in line. And that's why Dirshu footnote 213 brings down that the custom is nowadays to make a charitz, to make a little groove in the titura, in order to allow the string of the tefira to be perfectly square. The Mishnah Berurah continues and said the titura tzrichlios meruba bein lamala bein lamato, both on the top and on the bottom, it has to be perfectly square. And he says, Ba'avonoseinu HaRabim, today, akshav harbei shein mashkichen al tefillin shimuruam kedin, people aren't careful about this, and even people that are medaktik in the mitzvos, there are those that aren't careful about doing this properly, that it should be perfectly square, and therefore, this is ikar adin, v'udovro hanokel l'sakin, it should be very easily corrected, and one should be very careful about this. We'll pick up here tomorrow with the last Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Ayin Ches. That will end today's shiur.